Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast. So great to have you with us. If you're joining us today for the first time, or for the, I don't even know anymore how many times we've been doing this, but a lot of times, it's great to be joined by Father Jeff McBeth.
Hey, Parker.
How are you today, Father?
I'm great.
I kind of set you up for nothing there.
That, you know, and I that's what I gave you back. So
no, I gave you...
That's partly on me.
I gave you a little too much change. I'm sorry.
That's partly on me.
All right. I was ripping there.
I know. You were revving it up for something big that I didn't deliver on.
That's okay.
But, you know. Sometimes I foul it off.
No.
That's what it is.
No. You're not a foul off kind of guy. No. Did you ever actually play organized baseball or softball?
Yeah, in like CYO.
What,
third, fourth, fifth grade.
You seem like the second baseman type.
I think I did do second base.
Bow.
You know, at some point. Yeah.
Second base.
So, which is better than like left field, I guess. You know, that's where they put the Manny Ramirez's of the world. Yeah. You know, so, but yeah. So, right. You know, this might surprise you. I was not necessarily gifted in athletics, but you know, wanted to participate. You know, and I grew up at St. Pat's Heather Downs, and everyone did it.
Yeah, they had a pretty robust program.
And it's like we would even play each other, you know, because there were so many teams.
Yeah,
you know, and so all these other schools around us, you know, Joan of Arc, OLPH, they all had like all these teams, and we had to travel far. you know, for this, you know, which was good, but yeah, it would just be part of the team and all that.
That's cool.
Kind of stuff. But then of course, you know, now speaking of fouling it off, I get foul balls in my backyard sometimes, which is
true.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, you get
throw those back. So
do you ever just like watch a game in your backyard? You ever just like set a lawn chair out and just watch?
No. Sometimes I like I'll sit out on the patio and I can see like down like the first base, second base line.
Okay.
That's cool. You know, I get a good view of that angle. You know, sometimes I'll peek out the window and just see what the score is. Hmm. You know, kind of a thing. And I haven't actually like went and watched a game yet, which is kind of embarrassing.
I mean, you could just walk over. You don't have to.
Correct.
You don't have to drive. You could just walk.
Yeah. So one of these days.
Yeah.
One of these days. I know that the season's probably coming to a close. You know, for the varsity, all during July, there's like, I don't know, it's travel teams or something, but there's these tournaments the whole month.
Oh boy.
So, it's like morning, noon, and almost night, you know,
on the lights
every day. Yeah. Which they probably would go that late if there was lights, which I'm sure.
Oh, they don't have lights there?
No.
Oh.
No. So, I'm sure that would, other neighbors would not be happy with that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if they're happy now anyway. But
they're probably not.
I think it's cool. I think it's cool to have like a baseball field in your backyard practically.
Yeah, you know, it's like a field of dreams.
It's like something different.
You can just walk
through the corn.
Yeah.
And it'd be great. So no, I like it. You know, cool. As I tell people too, like then, you know, see the high school then, you know, out the back, it reminds me to, you know, hold them in prayer and things like that.
Yeah, it's really cool because everybody needs it. But, you know, again, like I kind of mentioned with Sarah, I think a couple weeks ago, you know, high school is a very formative time for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, how you live your life in high school can oftentimes set up the rest of your life. So making solid choices and, just, you know, listening to the Lord and having him put you in places where you should be.
Yeah, and a lot of our high school students they're so overly scheduled, and there's a lot of pressure on themselves or are put on them to quote unquote succeed, and then all that leads to an increase in anxiety. It's different than when I was in high school. That's for sure.
Oh yeah.
Not that I didn't want to do well, and I did, but it's unfortunate in a lot of ways. And so, yeah, it's definitely good to, you know, have reminders to pray for, hold them in prayer more often. And then, like I talked about last week, you know, they know God's closeness no matter who they are, you know, and obviously a lot of them don't have a relationship with God. And that's why it's good to pray that, you know, the Lord moves in their life in some ways because,
for sure,
you know, we can't do it without him.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. So coming up, Here at the parish, we do have a, it's hard to believe it's June. It's crazy. We do have a connection point this Sunday after Masses. And so, again, that's a way to learn more about the parish. And then that's how you end up registering for the parish, you know, after that. If you like what you hear, you can fill out a registration form. And we're happy to have you. And it's a good way for us to get to know you and you get to know us. I just love that, you know, you can't just sort of register online, you know, remotely, like
applying for a credit card or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's part of building up the community, you know, which is great, you know, and just even being here a couple years now, thinking about all the people I've kind of met through the connection points, you know, it's
nice.
It's cool. So you can register at 23.church. Just helps to know who's coming, you know, so we can help prepare for you and things like that. And then also, as I'm looking at this here in the bulletin, Chris Stefanik, we need to tell Justin, our friend from Canada, how to pronounce that. So it must be Stefanik in Canadian. But
we're on Cali Hall.
We need to
parish.
We need to do better with I think that's cute though. I like Beatrice.
You like Beatrice?
Yeah, I like her little accent.
I want to know where Brady went, man.
Well, I think he's higher level.
I don't care. He owns the company. When you own the company, if somebody wants you, like if somebody asked me to do something specifically, mm-hmm. one of my clients, I would do it because when you're
always right.
When you're the guy, you have to sometimes put yourself out there and do something you don't want to do.
Well, maybe he does want to do it, but he's just delegating. You know,
I don't
it kind of reminds me of Damascus, actually. And so the guys who founded Damascus, like, you don't, unless you know who they are, like, you don't see them.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, they're not in the skits anymore. You know, sometimes they give talks, but not always, you know, because they've trained people to do that, you know, and they've delegated that, you know, as the organization and the ministry is a better way of saying it, as ministry has grown. And so they kind of do more higher level things, you know, and oversight, administering the staff and things like that. So,
I mean, I appreciate that. That's all well and good, but I miss the guy.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, I mean, I'm glad more people don't hold me responsible for his not being there. Because, see, he was still doing those announcements, like, my first, you know, couple of months or so. Then he vanished. And
yeah, he's gone.
I was like, man, are people going to blame me for this? Like,
yeah. We've had a lot of people, and those who have been around a while at the church know that we've really gone through probably... Oof, I would say at least a dozen people that have done those for us in the past. Yeah, because I think we were still in Roncalli when we did it.
Gotcha.
I think it was 16 or 17 we started.
When I still hear about Brittany, who I've never seen.
Yeah, Brittany was good. You know? I really liked Brittany. So, she was nice.
I want to see her sleeve. And I just that's what I hear about.
She did have a wicked sleeve.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was like, have you ever seen Chris Anderson? The Birdman, they used to call him Birdman Anderson.
No.
He was a basketball player. I'll show you his picture right now. He has, like, her sleeve was similar to this guy's arm.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm pulling it up right now. I'm sorry for those who are listening, which is everybody. There you go.
Well, look at this presumably guy. Everybody. Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
There you go.
He's got both sleeves. Just
once I decide what I want on my skin permanently, I'll do it.
I can't do tattoos or piercing.
Right, no. I'm sorry. So, right, at this point, nothing has spoken to me. That has led me to want to do that. So, but you know, we'll see.
I used to want an earring, but I just didn't do it, and I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the hole would close back up, I think.
Yeah. Now I like watch people put earrings in, and I get like nauseous.
Oh man.
Or I'll walk behind somebody, and I see like the needle sticking out. And I'm just like,
right. Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah. There's some piercings in weird kind of places.
I can't do it. Well, yeah. I can't do it. And then somebody has like those double or triples.
Yeah.
Those always get me.
I'm like,
I have like a weak stomach, I guess.
Right. They must have a super soft pillow or something.
Ow. So. Yeah. It's like constantly. I ask Marissa sometimes when she like has earrings. I'm like, does that hurt? Like, what happens if you like get, you know, hit? You come out of the, you bump your head.
Right.
And then the little thing in the back like jabs your head. Like, does that hurt? Uh-huh. And she's like, no, they're not sharp. I'm like,
huh.
It would still, it's like a long rod, you know, sort of piece. Maybe I'm overthinking.
Yeah. And I guess if your ear's like cartilage, you know, I don't know if there's a whole lot of nerves, probably some, but
it just makes me sick to think.
I don't know if that's an overly sensitive area.
Oh, I mean, the fact that they just put it in there, like they're stapling a piece of paper, like you go to Claire's and it's just like, and then it's done. And it's like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody knows my fear now. So
Right. Don't
come up to me and try to pierce my ears.
Ear piercing phobia.
Yeah.
I wonder what it's got to be
there's a
scientific Latin name for that.
Well, I think I have a fear of holes.
Ooh.
Like there's an actual phobia of, you know, when you see a bee's, the inside of a bee's nest, and there's all those holes, the honeycombs. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel uneasy.
Oh.
And then if you see
a wasp builds that mud thing with the hole,
or if there's a spice blend and there's a bunch of little holes in it.
Hmm.
It always kind of makes me a little ugh. So I think I have that phobia. I don't know what it's called. Allspice, yeah.
Hmm. I don't know. I perhaps just made that up. Do you think it's a fear of what's inside?
No, I think it's just the fear of the trypophobia is an aversion or repulsion to objects like honeycombs and sponges that have repetitive patterns or clusters of small holes.
Huh.
Trypophobia. TrypoPhobia. I have trypophobia.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, literally speechless.
I know, right? You don't have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Let's go to scripture.
Oh my gosh. actually, as I was about to mention 6 minutes ago. Oh. So we do have Chris Stefanik.
We do. Oh, that's right. That's how this all started. We were really.
We went from Chris Stefanik to Brady to. Oh, trypophobia.
I love this
or whatever.
One. I love this.
Yeah.
One.
So circling back just for a minute.
I'll just scoot away.
Yeah. So again, Chris Stefanik coming September 11th. There's a QR code in the bulletin. That's how you register. It's not through us. It's through Real Life Catholic. But we have a specific link, to our event. And so we'll probably get nasty messages if I know everyone signs up for stuff last minute. But they might start sending us little, nasty grams if people don't sign up. So we tried to tell them that we're last minute people.
Yeah.
But we are looking for this to sell out, and so it's great. It's bring your neighbors, bring your friends, as we talked before. It's open to anybody.
And price of admission does go up after a certain point, right?
Right. It's a couple months from now, but so if you're just maybe just check that off your. Offer a list of to-do things, and sign up for the Chris Stefanik night.
I mean, what's September 11th? $33. What's $33?
Right.
That's a dinner. That's a dinner out.
Well, it says a life-changing event.
Right.
I think that's worth $33.
But I'm saying that's how much money it is.
Yeah.
You could give that up if it was,
Well, right. And then, part of this, then the parish doesn't, pay because, a lot of times to bring in a big name like a Chris Stefanik with thousands of dollars.
Not cheap. Yeah.
And so he's not charging us, but it's the ticket prices that kind of meet his expenses and things like that.
Yeah.
So I haven't brought it up for a little while, so I wanted to do that. So excellent.
All right. Cool. Now it's time for scripture.
Yeah. So this is Corpus Christi, the most holy body and blood of Christ. So this is the second Sunday after Pentecost always. We are in the period of ordinary time, but if you come on Sundays, maybe you don't notice it because we're not wearing green yet.
I was gonna say, what are you wearing on
all that
Sunday?
Kind of stuff? So, it'll be white. Oh. So, so it kind of prolongs the celebrations, which is of course great.
That's awesome.
Just like on Pentecost, we celebrate in a particular way the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And last week, the Holy Trinity. Now we honor that. That gift, because all of this is right. So after Pentecost, as the church goes forward, what are the continued gifts that God gives us? It's Holy Spirit.
Sure.
Yeah, again, so we talked about the life of the Trinity that we're immersed in. And also we have the gifts, as Jesus said last week, I'm with you always until the end of the age. The gift of his most holy body and blood in the Eucharist. So it's a special celebration for that. So here in year B, this comes from Mark. Chapter 14, this is verses 12 to 16 and 22 to 26. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, the teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there. The disciples went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, take it, this is my body. Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, this is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Of course, we would have heard these verses on Passion Sunday, Palm Sunday in Year B, as part of the extended multi-chapter, Passion narrative, and so this, is part of the lead-in to that, and that's really what we celebrate in the Mass. It's a living memorial of Christ's, offering of Himself for us. So, of course, that was in the upper room on Holy Thursday. But even more than being transported back to Holy Thursday, we're actually transported back to the foot of the cross. Yep. Every time we have Mass, which is why we have that big old crucifix in church, to remind us of where the mystery that we're entering into and that we have communion in. Just like we have a communion in the life of the Trinity, we have a communion, in Jesus' offering of Himself for us, so that we can sometimes go out and do the same.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think, again, that act of Him, giving, obviously, His body and blood in that instance, but also on the cross, and we celebrate that and have a re-presentation of that, as Bobby was saying a couple weeks ago, which I loved, every time we go to Mass, it's a special thing. And it's not something that we should just sweep under the rug, and we're fed every time with his body and his blood, but his presence lives in us. When you take something into your body, it becomes part of you. And not to be too scientific, but when you eat something, it gets broken down, and it becomes right. Part of you, right? It's inside of you. And that very scientific process of eating something, right, digesting it and having it become part of you is very symbolic, I think. And it's not something that we should take lightly, and understand that although that's happening, we're also being spiritually fed.
Yeah, and I think that's why Jesus gave us Himself as food and drink, right? So that not only could He be, in a sense, absorbed into us, but even more importantly, that we're then absorbed into Him,
exactly,
into His body, and into His life, which is amazing. And just like last week, I quoted, every Sunday is Trinity Sunday. Sure. Every Sunday is Corpus Christi Sunday too. But it's also good to, especially because we can take it for granted, to have this designated feast, here as we're. Especially as we're getting sort of back into the ordinary time, that we have this extraordinary gift, each and every Sunday, and really even throughout the week, which some people are able to experience as well.
Yeah, I agree. And for those who, maybe need a little awakening or a tune-up on that significance, and we could argue both of us might need that sometimes. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's bad, it's just what happens, and you need to sometimes refocus, which is why this is good that we have this feast. Yeah. Every year we can really delve into the liturgy and really delve into what is being asked of us and what is being told to us, and how we can mold ourselves better to be better followers, because you can always be a better follower. You can always be a better, listener of the word. You can always, there's always room for improvement, right? Yeah. So.
Yeah. And, the things of God, there's a mystery there, which is not to say we can't know anything. but we're never going to wrap our minds around it, because then it wouldn't be, we'd be higher than that, and it wouldn't be God. So just how the mystery of how God is three persons in one God, you know, is also the mystery of how does this little simple, you know, bit of bread and wine, or what appears to be that, you know, is no longer that, but is actually God, you know, the second person of the Holy Trinity. It's mystery, and maybe that's why it is so hard to believe in a sense, you know, especially because, you know, not, and when we receive, it's not like we always experience this big dramatic change like we probably should have when Jesus literally comes into us. Although St. John Vianney said, if we really knew what happened at Mass, we'd die of joy. So it's probably good that we don't do that every Sunday. But, you know, especially this time, you know, as we might, you know, our country is in the middle of a time of Eucharistic revival, you know, to recognize, like, we do struggle with this. And we need to, you know, like you said, refocus, you know, our attention on this is not just a symbol, that it, we take Jesus at his word when he says, this is my body, this is my blood, and they don't do this, which is why we do it. You know, in the Mass, you know, didn't make it up, you know, we're doing what he asked us to do, so that his saving death and resurrection can be made known to us, and that we have a communion with that, and that we look to live that out, you know, and giving ourself for others, just as Jesus has given himself for us.
Yeah, and our sacrifice probably won't be as significant or as massive as his for us, but we can sacrifice and we can magnify that love to others so that they can be part of that as well. I mean, obviously they're part of it already, but we can make it more known to them. As you know, kind of we touched on last week, you know, going out and spreading the good news, telling the teachings. Something that's definitely needed right now in the country, in the world, anywhere you go. So definitely we're called to something deeper.
Yeah.
And it's really, really great that we can celebrate Jesus's body and blood that you know, we take in spiritually, mentally, physically. But we're, you know, as you mentioned, we're called to do more than that.
Yeah, you know, we know in Scripture, God is love, or we're made in the image and likeness of God, and God is love. Right. And Jesus said, there's no greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Mm-hmm. And then here he says, this is my body and blood given up for you. So, you know, to receive him in communion is really to be caught up in who we are and what we're made for.
Right.
Which is awesome.
It'd be a disservice to yourself if you didn't.
Correct.
Massive disservice to yourself. So.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, Father.
Yeah, let's pray in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah, Holy Spirit. God, help us to just grow in the faith, which is not a blind faith, but just a trusting in your words that we are receiving you. You know, when we receive the Eucharist, that you and your love for us have humbled yourself, not only to come down to earth in the person of Jesus, but also that you continue to humble yourself by coming to us in the form of simple bread and wine. So that your life can indeed flow through us, and that we can be united always to you. So God, give us the grace of an increased faith, especially this Sunday above all, and to trust in your word always, and to have the grace to live it out. God, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love, in the Holy Spirit, and through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father, thank you so much.
Parker, thank you, everybody. God bless you, and we'll see you soon.